Don't forget, tomorrow from midday, a very special Saturday rub, Simulcast on SEN and Triple M as a tribute to Danny Frawley. Yeah. And there's so much stuff to get through, Bill, but we don't know if they can fit it all in.
Well, it's the Wolfpack. It's Brian Taylor, James Brayshaw, Gary Lyon and Damien Barrett. We'll get together tomorrow at 12. They'll tell all the stories, all the wonderful stories. Stories will be funny, it'll be sad. But we did pinch one off them because there's that many. Mm. And this is a beauty. It's Spud telling a story about JB and Damo when they went out for dinner one night. Spud got invited late, so he said, "Stuffy, I'm not coming."
Yeah.
And they had to share. Well, Damo and JB shared a steak, which Spud didn't like.
I got a text from Purple out of the blue, and it's very rare that we communicate, but he did send me a text Tuesday morning.
Actually, I wish it was.
Saying, look, we're going out for dinner. We've organised, you know, Gaz is going, and we think Gaz is going. JB's going to be there. Hutchie, Croft. Would you like to come along? And it was sort of that morning, and I said, when is it? Tonight. And then I was about to say yes, but I did a little bit of homework, Gaz.
Yes.
And then I found out that the function had been organised for a month.
Function.
Or just a little get-together. The rally, you know, just, you know, we spent a lot of time in the box, but just have a couple of frothies and talk about.
I don't know why we did, but anyway.
So anyway, you've gone to a hotel on the Tuesday night, so I sent a text back to Warrior saying, no, I've got a clean the wax out of my ears and anyway, well, amongst other things.
But that no was the result we wanted, Spud.
But no, that's okay. Apparently you've all worked in there and Lone Wolf's walked in the Lone Wolf clubber and said, what are we doing here? We don't like each other. And then told Warrior, I'm led to believe, I don't want to make eye contact with the waiter. You order for me. This is what I want.
That's not right.
That's sort of what you said.
And get me on a table where no one else can hear us.
You're taking a little license.
No, not much.
A little license.
Which then led me to believe that you started this thing called grazing. I think Hutchie started eight entrees.
He takes it to a whole new level.
Hutchie grazed on 47 pork
rolls.
Pork rolls.
Which leads me to, if I was going to go out, it would have been a porterhouse or a palmer or something like that, a bit of fish and or whatever. And I had a look at the, did a bit of homework as well.
Oh, no.
He downloaded the menu.
Some of the entrees were roast figs with ricotta, honey, rosemary and dressing. Then we had soft shell crab tortilla with avocado, black bean and jalapeno salad.
Tortilla and jalapeno.
A tortilla.
And then you get into the taste, which is...
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I'm spewing. I missed this one. Soft fajitas with Cuban braised wagyu. Also, buco, avocado and sweet corn salsa. And then the barbecue free-range quail. They're really getting out there now with chamula, cracked wheat and parsley.
With what?
Chamula.
Does the fajita come with jalapeno? Yeah.
Which leads me to the last thing.
Yes.
Because when you go, you have some entrees, but then you look, you only have enough entrees because you think, there's the mains.
Well, it doesn't matter how many entrees you have, Spud. Just when it comes time to chow down, you get your own tucker and away you go.
Now, the lovely waitress there who was looking after me has taken a photo of a couple of our boys.
No.
Apparently, Warrior and JB were sitting next to each other, and Warrior looked at JB and said... Oh. Mate, I can't believe it. You're after that now.
Come on. Come on.
Is it okay?
Oh, no.
If we share a porter.
No.
This is not Triple M.
Share a porterhouse. Mate, if you share with your missus, that's bad enough, Spud.
Now,
if two mates can't share a meal.
You need to eyeball me, you two guys.
I just can't believe it.
And look me in the eye and say, Spud, we shared a porterhouse.
First of all, no, we didn't share a porterhouse.
Well, what did you share then?
It was a ribeye.
You can hear more stories like that from midday tomorrow.
12 o'clock tomorrow, and that's what it's all about. 10 years those boys worked together. I used to listen, and you'd laugh, you loved it.
He did put a little mayo in his story, Spud, but that's what made him so funny.
Oh,
he's
mate.
So good.
He was the mayo factory.
Yeah.
He would add mayo to everything. It couldn't quite get his spices right there either.
Nah, the old fajitas.
And the share plate. That's not Spud. You just have a chicken parmy and your veggies and that's it. You don't share any plate.
So from midday tomorrow on SEN and Triple M, Brian Taylor, James Brayshaw, Gary Lyon and Damien Barrett for a very special version of the Saturday Rub.